Hey guys, welcome back to Journey Footballers Podcast. This is episode 17, and today we're going to be talking about how to manage your energy during a match.
Yeah, very important subject, because you don't want to be playing a game and then all of a sudden be gassed and not be able to perform, because that's the most important. Matches are the most important, and you want to be able to perform in your games.
Yeah, the most important thing for, like, that me and Dan were talking about is you have to prepare for matches and being fit ahead of time. You can't go into a match and get fit in the match. You should be training in your preseason to become fit and have those fitness levels so you don't get tired throughout the match.
Yeah, it's all about preparation, to be honest. And preparation goes along with immediately right before. So you need a good pre-match meal with a lot of complex carbohydrates. Some sources would be, I personally eat oats, but you can have oats, brown rice, sweet potatoes. Those are just three, pasta. You want to have a meal with a lot of those, a little bit of protein, a little bit of fat, and then you should be good. And you want to have that 3 hours before the game so you can digest it, and then you'll be ready to play at match time.
Yeah, and then another major thing that's very important for staying healthy and fit throughout the whole match is hydration. You lose a lot of bodily fluids throughout the match, and it's vital to stay hydrated all the way up until game time and throughout game time, halftime, stuff like that. You need to keep track and keep drinking water, other fluids if you need it, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and this is like a little bit of a complex subject, but if you have a game or even multiple games at the weekend, you can do something called carb loading. So you can start to increase your intake of carbohydrates about 2 or 3 days prior to your match. And that way your carbohydrate stores will be, or glycogen stores, will be full, and they'll be topped up by the time your match day comes. So if you want to do some more research into that, I would definitely look into it, because I've done a lot of research on it, and it's worked, definitely. And another thing, before a match, if you are feeling a little bit hungry or you're feeling you're lacking a little bit of energy, you can always get some simple carbohydrates in. And those are typically not healthy, but it would be okay right before a match just for some energy. So it can definitely has some sugar, because that will immediately spike your energy, and that will actually be good for you before a match. So something like a granola bar or like energy gels, something like that, which isn't necessarily healthy, but it would be good for your performance.
Yeah, so if you're doing all the things that you need to do before the match and it comes to the match and you're still tired, we have a few like tips and things you can do throughout the match to help you like regain your energy, regain your breath. And so one of those things, starting off, stoppage times.
Oh, yeah.
Stoppage times, you can catch your breath. You can
throw-ins, goal kicks.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, when the game stops, when you're not at full pace, just calm down, like, resettle yourself, take deep breaths, re-catch your breath, and then get ready to go again.
Yeah, that's definitely a really good tip. And another one is, if you are in a like midfield position, which obviously has the most running in the game, probably fullbacks as well, think defense first, because you don't want to be caught up on the attacking third of the half and then lose the ball and then not be able to track back, because then your coach is gonna not be happy with you. So if you don't feel like you have enough in the tank to make those runs up and down the field, maybe hold back a little bit and just be a little conservative, because you don't want to cost your team a goal.
Yeah, and another thing that you can do at halftime, I personally do this, I think everyone should, you have to drink a lot of water and maybe some sports drinks if you have them on you, because those will, like Dan said, they'll refuel you, get you ready. Sports drinks have a lot of simple carbs, and that will give you energy for the next half. And that's really important, because soccer takes a lot out of you for 45 minutes, and then to rest for, 10 minutes, do it all over again, it's a beating on your body, so you have to prepare it to be ready for that.
Yeah, and we highly recommend, I probably just started getting into this maybe a year ago with the sports drinks at halftime. It really helps, but I also recommend to not drink a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I usually take, 3 or 4 sips, maybe 1 or 2 more than that if I'm feeling low on energy. But if you drink, a whole bottle, depending on how big the bottle is, you could feel bloated and
Gatorade, for example, has an insane amount of sugar in it. We actually have a post on this on our Instagram. And, 3 to 4 sips is plenty of sugar you need, because Gatorade has about enough sugar for a month in it.
Yeah.
That you need.
Yeah, exactly. I personally rather Body Armor, if you guys have heard it. That's my favorite drink. It has a lot of vitamins in it as well. So it's infused with vitamins, and obviously it has the sugar and stuff. It doesn't have as much as Gatorade. But that's just my personal preference. And again,
it tastes great.
Yeah, it does. And personal experience, I actually, one time in a match, I didn't prepare well. I didn't have a good pre-match meal. I wasn't really hydrated that well. And that'll happen, obviously, sometimes. But I literally had a sports drink on me, and I took 3 or 4 sips, and I was instantly good. And I had energy for the rest of the match. So, I really highly recommend looking into that. And if you don't want to drink it, you can get energy gels or something like that, which also work really well.
Yeah, but like me and Dan said before, all this should just be little things to help you. But all in all, you should be fit enough to play a 90-minute game due to your preseason training. And me and Dan worked really hard on this, training in the off-season to get pre-match fit. And it helped us, because I don't get tired that often in matches anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a... You shouldn't have your fitness levels be a downfall as to your playing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, yes, all this stuff will help, but, you shouldn't even need this, because you should be so prepared from doing your fitness and all your other training, and you should be prepared for this. So you shouldn't really need to manage your energy in the game, because you should be prepared. You should have a good pre-match meal. You should be hydrated. You should have worked on fitness before the season to be prepared for your game. Yes, these are all little things that will help you and have definitely helped us. But again, you need to get your fitness, you need to get your pre-season training right, you need to get your nutrition right, and then you can use these tricks if you are still tired after that.
The best tip we gave you guys today was the nutrition part. If you're not doing that, you're going to feel tired, gosh. Horrible, groggy, and you need to get the nutrition right, because that's definitely one of the most important aspects of becoming a high-level athlete.
Oh, yeah, and... personally, back when I didn't really eat as I do now, I had, I don't remember exactly what I had, but, I just didn't have a good pre-match meal, and, I felt terrible during the game, and I couldn't run, and I was, I had gas during the game, and it just, wasn't fun. So, and I perform so much better when I have my pre-match meal now than I used to, so it definitely plays a really huge role.
All right, that wraps up episode 17. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you on the next one.